have a Northwoods enthusiast singer-songwriter on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Dora Coney's Katie Dahl describes herself as a folk musician, but her latest work, she admits, has a bit more of a rock and roll feel. We're listening to a song called The Fisherman's Daughter from her latest album called Wildwood.
I know the fisherman's story, a boat across the sea. Cut a clearing, built a cabin, planted an apple tree.
What do you want to know about being a folk musician in Wisconsin? What questions do you have about writing music? Do you live in Dora County? What should folk musicians be singing about? We're at 800-642-1234. Katie Dahl tours regularly. Earlier this month, she performed for PBS Wisconsin's 30-Minute Music Hour, and she joins us from our studios in Green Bay. Katie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you.
So Wildwood is your fifth studio album. What do you want us to take away from your latest effort?
Well, this album is really about Door County, and it's about a strong sense of place and a history in one individual place. So I'm the sixth generation of my family living in Door County. My son is three, and he's the seventh generation. And a lot of the songs are sort of about the echoes of that history and living there now. And so I think the sense of place is, to me, the central part of the album.
After producing a few records, does it feel any easier to write about home and to record this music?
Well, I keep writing about home. Regardless of what I try to write about, I keep coming back to Door County and to sort of the places that I know. It feels to me like there are infinite depths to plumb in that respect. And so it's always interesting to me to look at different aspects of life through a narrow place-based lens. I think you can get a wide perspective via a small, narrow lens.
So do the ideas just come to you on the fly, like when you're living life day to day, hanging out with your three-year-old? How do you find these lyrics inside of you?
Well, ideally, they come to me on the fly. That is awesome when that happens. A lot of times I need to sit down and generate the ideas in a very undreamy way. It's not very rock and roll, but you know, you just sit at your desk and you think, what could I write about? And then you go and get a cup of tea and procrastinate for a while until you make yourself write something. So I think writing sometimes in the easiest times it is an inspired thing, but more often for me it's a real job.
The song Wildwood Girl includes a lot of references to your life in Door County, including North Bay, Liberty Grove, and cherry trees.
You came in the season of the honeybees, heavy fruit on the cherry trees, your mother on her hands and knees, on the bedroom floor, midwife running up the muddy road, all the way. Liberty Grove, same road that I drove when my boy was born.
What can you tell us about writing Wildwood Girl?
Well, my grandma, who was born in Door County in 1926, I had to change the year in the song to 1929 because it rhymed, but she was born in Door County, and she went away for the middle of her life, but she came back there, and she died there in 1997, and she, before she died, she wrote not a officially published memoir, but a memoir just that she distributed among the family. And it's a lot of stories about growing up in Door County and her childhood and what she knew of her own birth and the midwife process. And I found myself especially interested in that as I was becoming a mom and thinking about what was different or what was the same for me than it was for her or for her mom. And that's the sort of kernel of that song.
What it's like to bring the seventh generation forward.
That's right. Yep. And then to live live with that generation, knowing that, thinking back to like the second and third and fourth generation, sometimes we drive past where they're buried or go visit them. Or I know, oh, this is this place where we're going for a chili supper is the place my grandma won a ping pong tournament in 1934 or whatever. So that sort of thing is really neat.
There's a bit of uneasiness in some of your songs. Wild Girl, you sing about blindness and broken barns and a worried mind. And then Worry, My Friend is also a bit of unease. What are you drawing on there that might bring up feelings of anxiety?
Well, I'm a worrier for sure. And I think that does run in my family, so that's part of why I was interested in exploring that on the record. But also, I think the world as a whole is worried at the moment, it feels to me. And to live in a rural place where people are on vacation and things often kind of look picture perfect is an interesting place to be, to sort of try to feel connected to the not only to the worry of the world, but to the resilience of the world, and which kind of go hand in hand to me. So I think part of my exploration of those themes had to do with soothing myself to write about how I do worry and how I would like to take my place in the world of worriers. There are many of us, and I want to sort of find kinship there.
Interesting contrast you bring up there of the tourists who come to Door County and finding lots to love and time to relax. And yet there is an undercurrent. There is life in Door County outside of tourism.
There is. I mean, and it's, you know, just as hard or beautiful as life anywhere. You know, there's a lot of hidden poverty in Door County. There's a lot of things that are hard about living in a rural place that gets pretty quiet in the wintertime. And there's a lot that is an interesting contrast to be around people who are on vacation all the time when you're working. It's an interesting place to be, and it's not a bad place to be at all. I love it so much living there, but there are challenges that are hidden.
We're talking with Door County folk musician Katie Dahl about her latest album, Wildwood, and she tours, and her next show is Saturday, by the way, at the Third Avenue Playhouse in Sturgeon Bay. Do you live in Door County or the North Woods or another part of Wisconsin? What do you think folk musicians should be singing about? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Katie, another song on the album addresses stress and loneliness, but it also provides a prescription.
A place for the tired and worn to come and rest by the water. A place for the spirit that's torn by the weariness of life. A place for the old to be reborn. To come and rest by the water.
So this song is called Breathing Room. What is it about?
Well, that's a song from the musical that I'm writing. It's one of two songs on the album from that musical. And the musical is about the creation of Peninsula State Park in 1908. It's really a story of two sisters' relationship, but it's set against the backdrop of this sort of eminent domain crisis that some residents of Door County found themselves in 1908. And that song is a song that a character in the play who's an agent of the Wisconsin state government and is trying to convince people to sell their land to make a state park is singing. He's touting the virtues of open space to make people feel calm and happy.
What is it like to write a musical and flex that muscle?
Very hard. it's really a whole different ball of wax than writing a song, because it's so big. It's almost like writing a novel versus writing a poem, I would imagine. And there are just feel like endless possibilities. So to me, the most challenging part of writing a musical is to invent a whole world from scratch. So the characters and their hopes and their fears and their humor, and figure out the ways in which they might interact with the world around them or each other, or and how to express all that through both words in the book of the musical and music.
Is there a stage for this musical? What's its path like here?
Well, so this show I'm working on developing with Northern Sky Theater in Door County, formerly American Folklore Theater, who I've been involved with since I was nine and first went there and totally caught the bug. And I wrote another musical, co-wrote another musical that they produced in 2012 and a couple more productions after that. And this one I'm working with them on again. So we're in the development workshop process right now.
What is it about Peninsula State Park that draws you to it that's important to write about?
What was interesting to me that made me want to write about this was the story of one particular woman who historically in real life had to leave her house or was threatened with having to leave her house. And she was a real character. Her name was Ella Wiborg. My story is not literally based on her, but it's inspired by the idea of this woman who's sort of the talk of the town for her eccentric ways. And what I was drawn to was trying to figure out what would it be like to be a woman living by yourself 3 miles away from the middle of town in the wintertime, you know, when the roads were impassable and you didn't see anyone else and there were coyotes and bears, and what would that be like? And so it just so happened that she lived in Peninsula State Park, and there was this convenient plot twist to facilitate my exploration of that woman.
We are talking with Door County folk musician Katie Dahl, and we're going to be listening to a song here, Helen. It's from her fifth studio album called Wildwood. What draws you to folk music? What do you love about it? What kind of experiences are you seeking with the music? Be part of this conversation, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a moment for more with Katie Dahl right here on the Ideas Network. We have the pleasure of a Door County folk musician here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Katie Dahl's songs, they lean on the texture of her Door County life. She's raising a family in the place where she has six generations of history. We have lyrics like growing up in the shadow of death's door, heavy fruit on the cherry trees. We're listening to the song Worry My Friend off her latest album, Wildwood. Let's hear a bit of the chorus. Have you heard Katie Dahl perform? What are some of your favorite songs? What kinds of stories do you enjoy hearing from folk musicians? We're at 800-642-1234, and Katie Dahl stays with us. So your album Wildwood, it has a lot of wintry references. One of my favorite is a whiteout snow, my love stacking wood, mercury dropping down, long johns, darkest days. What attracts you to those wintry type references?
Well, it's too busy in the summer. There's no time to write songs. Only time to write songs in the winter. So I end up writing a lot of winter songs.
Oh, but you also make reference to a lot of summer and fall things. What about the passing of the seasons and how you interplay it in music? What do you see there?
Well, I think I've always thought that changing seasons or changing locations is really informative about whatever mental ruts I've gotten into. When I change places or when the seasons change, I sort of notice, oh, I'm feeling different than I used to feel, and I didn't even realize I was feeling that way in the first place. And one nice thing about Door County is that it is so different from season to season. Weather ways, it is really different. But in terms of the people who are around and the businesses that are open, it's vastly different. And the first time I ever spent a winter in Door County, I remember the first week of November driving around and feeling like I was on a study abroad trip. Like, oh my goodness, what is this new and fantastical place I have arrived in? And I do love that. I think it really is informative, and it's helpful to have the sort of adrenaline and busyness of summer, and then to have the hibernation and real quiet of the winter.
We see Door County being very supportive of the arts. Can it be hard, though, as the tourism season slows down, being a year-round resident? What is it like being a folk musician based in Door County?
Well, so the pluses to me greatly outweigh the minuses. So there are constantly people visiting whose main goal is to entertain themselves, right? So they want to come out to music. Businesses are really supportive of the local music community because they need to attract patrons, and because they are just supportive and great. But I think there are a lot of places for me to play in the summer and fall without ever leaving my home, which as a parent of a young kid is such a gift. And what I do is I more and more tour in the winter. So I'm playing about 100 to 125 shows a year total. And I would say maybe 50 of those are on the road. So next month I go to Europe, 2 months I go to the East Coast. And I'm just more and more thinking of Door County as my home base and my real supportive community, and then the world as my oyster that I'm seeking to look at even more.
What are your audiences like abroad? Have you toured abroad?
I haven't toured abroad for a long time. I had a few shows maybe 10 years ago abroad. So I'm looking forward to finding that out. I don't speak any German or Dutch, and I'm going to Germany and the Netherlands. So I hope that they're forgiving.
Let's take a call now. Dwayne in Weston. Hi, Dwayne.
Hi. I want to look up some of her music. When you said her name, I just caught the tail end of the show. But when she started talking about like songs about chopping wood in the winter, and I still have Kate Wolf's first album from back in the day. And with her name being Kate, it's ironic because a lot of her songs were in that same path, and I can't wait to look up some of her music. And
Dwayne,
give me a name of.
Yeah. Dwayne, thank you for the call. Katie Dahl, who are your influences in music?
Well, I love Kate Wolf. I really do. And that's an honor to be to have anything about me remind anyone of her. I think she's a great giant of the folk songwriting scene. Dar Williams is a big influence for me. She's a great songwriter. Fred Alley, he was a Door County songwriter who died in 2001. I think he was pretty influential to the way I write. People like Eliza Gilkison, Lucy Kaplansky. There's a lot of wonderful folk songwriters. And actually, J.T. Nero from the band Birds of Chicago produced my album. They play a lot in Wisconsin, but they live in Nashville, and he's one of my favorite songwriters.
You, in your music, have talked about growing up in Minnesota with more funding for the arts, by the way. Let's listen to this upbeat ode to Minnesota here a little bit, and then we'll talk more about it.
Oh, Minnesota, I was born on your highways. I've crossed through your skyways, watched the Mississippi roll. I am your prodigal daughter, swam your 10,000 waters, spent all your shiny quarters at a bar in Sevastopol.
I can identify, Katie. I was born in Minnesota as well. Huh. What inspired this song?
Well, Minnesota, I love living in Door County, and it does feel like home in some way, but I always feel like Minnesota and Wisconsin are so different, and it's not just the arts funding and the football, which are vastly of different qualities in the two states, inversely, but it's also about just the feeling of the states. And when I go across the river into Minnesota, I just feel I feel a sense of like security, like a little security blanket that I think just really you can't get any other way than growing up in a place. So that song was about exploring my roots of where I was born, or where I grew up, rather than where I live now, both of which feel like home.
The song Braver Than Me sounds really deeply personal, and you sing about a person being kinder and braver and skinnier. Let's take a listen.
And you were always braver than me. Better walking through the woods in the dark. Through all those tripping trees you held my hand. Till we fell into the full moon field with a thump in our hearts.
What should we hear in the song?
Well, I wrote this song for a friend who's having a hard time, and I think that it is – I have a lot of memories of my – sort of my early 20s in Door County and the friendships that I made there. And I think it – for a long time it felt to me like Door County was a simpler place that I could go. But I think what it really was is I was young and things weren't as complicated. And so now that I live in Door County all the time – I realize, there was a time that my friendships, I was really able to be so invested in my friendships because I didn't have a husband, I didn't have a kid, I didn't have as intense a job, and it's important to me to sort of reach out to my friends, especially this particular friend who was having a rough time, and make sure that we keep those connections alive now that we really need them.
You've been performing music for the album for a while. I'm wondering, what are some of the crowd favorites? How do the crowds receive what you're giving them?
That's a great question. The song that has done the best on folk radio is Worry My Friend.
There are other worriers out there, Katie.
There sure are. I was worried there weren't be any, but there were. I think that song does seem to sort of hit home with a lot of people, Worry My Friend. I think In the Dark, which is a song I wrote about my son, that seems to really go over well. And also The Fisherman's Daughter, which is the song we opened this whole segment with. And that one, you know, is about from my musical. And that has sort of like a upbeat Irish vibe.
Hmm.
So,
Katie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Katie Dahl is a folk musician in Door County. Her latest album is called Wildwood. As she said, she's working on a musical about the creation of Peninsula State Park, and she joined us from our studios in Green Bay. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show. You're listening to Katie Dahl covering Pat McDonald's Valmy right here on the Ideas Network.